My love.
Joe, you know what? I was warming up my voice while I was singing along with the record.
Everybody else.
Come prima, come prima. I haven't done that in a long time.
I know.
Facciabella, are you there?
I'm always here when you call me Facciabella. Always here, Joe.
And
how are you?
We missed
Frankie. Oh.
Yeah, well, we're getting him back. I'm going to get him back.
Brings back so many memories
something
here in his
house. Happened out there, you know, because his wife, she's a very nice lady, and
uh-huh.
This is his second wife, and she really protects him, and I guess he
taking care of
thing. Yeah.
Taking care of him.
But I understand you put out a couple of new CDs.
I have a couple of new CDs, and I'm very excited about it. We're going to be promoting them as possibly as much as we can. And I didn't realize that I had recorded so many songs, Joe. Do you have copies of them at all?
I have two of your 33s and a few 78s, but that doesn't mean you can't send me the CD.
Of course we will. Definitely.
That's what they call payola in the old days.
You know, in the old days, you were able to... we didn't send them ourselves. They used to just send them right out to you.
Right.
You know. Joe, a lot of the songs, like the first one that came out, is called This Is Tony Arden.
Mm-hmm.
And in it they have a lot of things that I did with Mitch Miller.
Uh-huh.
And also a lot of things I did on Decca Records as well. Too Late Now, Too Young, uh-huh. Wonder Why from Royal Wedding.
Yes.
And There's Always My Heart, I'm Yours, Kiss of Fire, Blow Out the Candle, which was a beautiful duet with my brother Jan.
Yes. How is Jan?
He's wonderful. He did tell me, give my very best to Joe.
And you do the
same. He knows you always ask for him.
Nice man.
Yeah. And, you know, I did want to mention to Frankie, if we had spoken, the song that we did together was I May Be Wrong, But I Think You're Wonderful.
Oh, that's right. You know,
yeah.
I forgot that.
And I have a picture that we took when we made that movie, and I've cherished it ever since.
You know, when I was talking to him, when I couldn't get you, and I was talking to him, he did mention that but he couldn't remember what he had done. But he mentioned that he did a duet with you. He did duets with everybody.
With everyone,
I can't
really.
I remember that. The duets... You know, a lot of singers today, they don't like that.
Doing duets?
They feel as though it's taking away from them. That's what I feel. But they don't do the duets the way they used as many as they did once before.
Well,
now they're doing duets with either their dead father, their dead uncle, or you know.
Oh yes, I know what you mean.
Yeah,
they're doing that. But if the match is good, Joe, and the song is good. It could be beautiful.
Well, sure, years ago, we had Bing Crosby did it with everyone.
Yeah. Now, speaking of Bing Crosby,
mm-hmm.
This is a whole new concept of doing a recording. We have about 7 of the radio shows on I Can Dream Can't I album.
Oh.
And we did songs like There's a Small Hotel.
Yeah.
That's a very old song.
Oh, sure.
And then we did Let's Do It Again. And let's see, there's Cry My Heart. That's a single.
Oh.
But there's so many here. Let's sing.
I'm so happy.
Silver Bells,
that's great.
A Christmas song.
You know,
Silver
that
Bells.
Small hotel, when I was very young, there was a radio show by that name, and they used that song as their theme song. I remember it well.
There's a small hotel.
Yep, exactly. And it was a comedy, but it was a sitcom, but it was very good. But on the radio.
Right.
Kids today don't know what radio is, unfortunately.
Right.
We're going to try to teach them. And
we have
them.
To keep radio up there.
So when I get that your CDs, you know, I'll play it, and we'll be talking to the people about it. Now,
yeah.
When I want to listen to one more song, and it's one of my favorites, and I understand you also like it. And now Spring should be here momentarily, I don't know when, but it's Fiorin Fiorello.
Right.
How did you get that one? Did you remember that, or how that came about?
Well, no, you know, that happened in a very funny way, because Mitch Miller, whom I did these records,
mm-hmm.
brought in a lot of material,
uh-huh.
and we went over them, and he said he had heard Fiorin Fiorello, and, oh, there's one that I love that I wish you'd play sometime, Joe, called Shumo Shumo.
Oh, I play that often. Are you kidding?
Really?
Of course.
And Senza Mamina Murata?
The what?
Senza Mamina Murata?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.